The theme of my message today is Catch the Little Foxes. Our text comes from Song of Solomon 2 verse 15, which says, Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to catch the little foxes that try to destroy what you provide for our emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. In Jesus' name, amen. In the Old Testament, foxes are mentioned in Judges 15, where Samson ties torches to 300 foxes and releases them to destroy the grain fields of the Philistines. In Nehemiah 4 verse 3, the evil Tobiah mocks the rebuilding of Jerusalem's wall, saying, What they are building, even a fox climbing up on it, would break down their wall of stones. And in the New Testament, Jesus once uses the word picture of a fox in a negative way. In speaking of Herod, in Luke 13 verse 32, Jesus states, Go tell that fox, I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I will reach my goal. Jesus calls Herod a fox as a rebuke of that monarch's crafty and worthless nature. Our opening scripture is a wise and beautiful verse. It says, For our vineyards are in blossom. If we consider well what Solomon said, it would appear that the romance between him and the Shulamite woman is alive and growing and preparing to bear fruit. The Bible says that Jesus is the true vine to whom we are attached as branches. In order for us to bear fruit to the glory of the Father, we all need to abide in him. If the little foxes intervene and we are unable to deal with them, we will soon find ourselves unable to bear fruit. This is the same in marriage. You could be having a great time with your spouse, raising your children in the way that they should go. But just one small, seemingly insignificant mistake is all that's needed before it could all crumble. Take good care of what God has given you. Even in your marriage, get rid of those foxes. Little foxes have a mischievous and greedy nature, and just as they nibble away at the bark of the vines in the vineyard and destroy them before starting on the grapes, they do the same in our individual lives and in the church. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke about the spirit of take, which has no mercy, and through other people will just take whatever it can from you. Well, the little foxes are similar. They will find a way through people and situations to come into your life and ruin, yes, ruin what you have and what you are trying to build. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Things seem to be doing or going really fine. You have a job with a reasonably steady income. And the general situation around you is going very well. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, come the little foxes to destroy your vineyard. You need to take care of what God has given you. In other words, your goals should always include looking after your vineyard. In the spiritual sense, you should be aware that there are always little foxes waiting to destroy whatever God has given you. These foxes will take whatever they can get. They can only be described as demonic scavengers. They will go for your child, your car, your house, your job, or relationship, etc. And you need to do something about that. So here's what you need to do whenever God gives you anything. The first thing you need to do is to thank Him. Thank Him for what He has given you. Because such acknowledgement of Him gives you access to ask for His protection. The little foxes are symbolic of demons at work against your spiritual and physical well-being and your possessions. Failing to thank God for what you have will make you unable and impotent to stop or do anything against the little foxes affecting your life. Secondly, you need to be aware that the little foxes are agents of evil and can only be suppressed and removed from your vicinity by you praying that they do not use the main categories of evil to attack you, as is mentioned in Ephesians 6, verse 12. This says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So let me remind you, firstly, even though it's elementary, you need to thank God for what you have. Secondly, you need to be aware that the little foxes exercise their evil nature through the main categories of evil, which are A, principalities, B, powers, C, the rulers of darkness of this world, and D, spiritual wickedness in high places. And this brings us on to point number 3, the third and final point, which is to pray to have the little foxes removed from your life and your possessions by binding the main categories of evil, as previously mentioned, and forbidding the little foxes to use them as entrances to your life. Then loose the Holy Spirit to sustain, surround, and embrace your life in Jesus' name. Now here is an example of such a prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ, and I bind the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places, and forbid the little foxes from using these categories of evil as entrances to my life. And I loose the Holy Spirit to sustain, surround, and embrace my life in Jesus' name. God bless you. Pastor Philip. God is Savior.
Sometimes my heart is crying for Jesus. Spain.